Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Update is brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. Starting with the Panthers, who will host their media day today in Sunrise. Tobin and Leroy will be broadcasting live from Amaranth Bank Arena. Cats will open up the preseason with a split squad game in Nashville on the 21st. Over to the Marlins, who beat the Rockies 6-5, game two of the three-game series this night with the first pitch at 8:40 from Coors Field. And Inter-Miami, who took down Seattle by a final of 3-1. Next up, Miami hosts D.C. on Saturday. The Joe Rose Show continues now. It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com, where we are joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side.
All right, let's bring him in. And thank you, Woody. Brian Baldinger joins us this morning. Baldy, how you doing, man?
Yo, I'm doing good, buddy. It's good to hear your voice, man. Good to be with you.
Thank you. Well, I got a little surprise. It's got everybody fired up, and this is what happens when you're 0-2. Here's Tua from yesterday talking about Josh Allen. I want you to hear this.
Dude, he's top tier. You know, if it's not with his arm, it's with his legs. You know, that dude can do literally anything he wants. So definitely different skill set for me. I can't do half of what he does when it comes to running the ball and any of that. And then with how he can just chuck a ball down the field, you know, with how far and the arm strength that he has, you know, he's supreme when it comes to that. So it's going to be fun. Get to see him, get to play him again, and we'll see.
Baldy, he go a little too far on the compliment of Josh Allen a little bit, or?
Well, they have owned the division, and he is the best player in the division. He is the reigning MVP. That's usually what MVPs do, what Tua is explaining right there. So, I mean, he doesn't really need to do that, but he's just being honest, honestly, of what we all watch, you know, week in and week out. Anybody watched what he did to the Jets last Sunday, you'd probably say the same thing.
So, help me out with this 0-2. First of all, the right tackle and right guard are out already. So Keon Smith and Larry Borm are playing. Then a problem stopping the run on the other side. It's just been a little bit of everything so far, and a disappointing loss again last week to New England. What's your take overall on what you've seen from the team?
Well, Joe, I mean, the Dolphins, they run three plays and they're down 12-0. You know, I mean, New England went right down the field. I mean, they can't execute any better. They made it look pretty easy. You got a rookie left tackle, rookie left guard. It didn't make any difference against all those guys they pay a whole lot of money to. You'd think, you know, whether it's, you know, Chubb or Sealer, or, you know, all the guys that, you know, been around, they didn't affect Drake May at all. You know, so that was disappointing. You know, but they did get back into the game. They did take the lead. I mean, that's a credit, you know. But, I mean, were they really ready to play, you know, against the Patriots? I mean, that's kind of what you have to ask yourself. But, you know, the holding, you know, the penalties on the offense line on Brewer, you know, or, you know, they're the team right now that's having a hard time getting out of a hole. And so, you know, that didn't help them at all. And I thought, you know, the touchdown to Mac Collins, can they make it any easier? No. You know, right now they're struggling so bad, you know, in the passing game, both weeks. You know, Daniel Jones and Drake May, they look like Daniel, you know, they look like, Marino out there right now.
Well, we've seen it up close, and yeah, I don't know which side of the ball has struggled the most at this point, but you're right. There's a lot of bad numbers. So, moving on here a little bit, Tom Brady. I am shocked by this, and I happen to be a huge Tom Brady fan. 5% owner of the Raiders, sits in the coach's box, didn't hide it, watching the Chargers involved. I guess they say now he's involved with the offensive coordinator, talks to him a lot, is really involved, and he's doing games for Fox. And I just don't see how the NFL doesn't think this is just a small conflict. What's your take?
It's a conflict. You know, I mean, it's not helping Geno Smith. He played the worst game he's ever played in his life.
Right.
You know, So it didn't help. I've seen Tom the last 2 weeks. I saw him in Washington. I was doing the game, Washington Giants. I saw him last week, Philly and Kansas City. I was doing a game on radio. You know, he stands at midfield for 2 hours before the game, and everybody comes to talk to him.
Right.
You know, I mean, whether it's the general managers, you know, Adam Peters or Howie Roseman, the players come up and talk to him. Coaches come and talk to him. So you can say, well, he's not allowed to be in production. I mean, he's getting information down there in the field. I'm sure in the conversation he's having with these guys, like he's seen everything. But, you know, the fact that he's not in production meetings doesn't really mean that. He's getting the information he needs. But I do think it's a conflict if you are around Chip Kelly and talking about draft and talking about that. And, you know, he's got all this information he's getting. Yeah. You know, I mean, it should, in the long run, probably help the Raiders, but I don't know how much it really does.
So the funny part is, and I get that the league wants him. I'd want him too. He might be the greatest player of all time, the greatest quarterback. You can't even argue with that. And so I understand the league. It's good to have Tom Brady around. Tom Brady is good for the National Football League.
He's good for business.
Yes, he is. So I do understand that part. All right. Best team right now in the AFC and NFC. For me, it's Green Bay and Buffalo. What about for you?
Yeah, I think you can't go wrong with how they have played. You know, I mean, for Buffalo's comeback against Baltimore like that, down, you know, 40-25 in the fourth quarter, and they didn't blink. They came back and beat what might be, you know, as good a team as there is offensively, at least in this league. And is what Green Bay has done, you know, in a four-day period of time. I mean, to take Detroit apart the way that they did, to see the Micah Parsons, you know, injection into that defense, which was already good. Now they look great. It's hard to argue with those two teams. There are seven undefeated teams, Joe. Seven undefeated teams, I think. I wouldn't argue with either one of those teams right now.
Brian Baldinger here with us on QAM. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side.
All right, Baldy. So getting back to Buffalo for just a second, as you know, we're leaving today to go up there and for the Thursday night football game. You know, it's funny. They got a really good team, obviously. I think the key to that thing, that offensive line is playing. It's same guys, by the way, every year.
Yeah.
They don't get hurt. They line up with the same five, with the same key backups, and they just come at you. And now, I don't know if the run blocking looks better to you, but their numbers are way up this year. Is there any weakness on this team that you look at Buffalo? And they don't have superstars, but they got a lot of really good players.
Well, they play really well together as a team. And, you know, the offensive line, Deion Dawkins is their star player. Aaron Cromer's their offensive line coach the last 3 years. They do line up the same five guys somehow every week, the same sixth guy Amazing. That comes in. You know, it's consistency. And they play with that, you know, and they've all developed. Osiris Torrance, who was a rookie 3 years ago, you know, he looks like a Pro Bowl guard right now. And there's a toughness to him. Like, it all starts up front. And, you know, Josh Allen is kind of one of those guys. You know, he walks onto the field with Deion Dawkins, you know, at practice. So they play really well up front. For sure. Defensively, you know, here's the key is that, you know, they lost Ed Oliver last week. He didn't play. He didn't even notice. You know, I mean, you lose Matt Milano, you don't even notice
that
he's not on the field. They play so well together defensively. They don't let the ball go over their heads. Buffalo's had Miami's number, obviously, since Josh Allen came into this league. Miami has never beaten them up there. So, I mean, it's a, you know, I'm not saying that the epitaph is already being written right here, but you know, they got the work cut out for them this week against that team.
Yeah, I'm just worried down here. You know, everybody's saying the right thing, but it's about, is Mike going to keep his job? And, you know, and how's the confidence of the team? And, you know, and what happened at the end of the game? You get two chances, score a touchdown. They get
Joe, you get, you know, you're at the 40-yard line. You got a minute and 47 to go. We just saw Baker on Monday night take his team down and scored a touchdown.
Right.
Like, everybody, you know, you're out there practicing. Everybody runs that two-minute drill every Friday. They rehearse it all year long. And to see them play like that, you know, and that, and an opportunity to go beat that team, like, that was probably the most disappointing thing to me about the whole day last Sunday, was that last drive where you got to – it looked awful.
Yeah.
It was just a horrible finish.
Yeah, there was some bad penalties and a coach and a quarterback looking at each other and can't figure out what to people, too many in the huddle, not enough, this play, that play, delay a game. It was just, yeah, it was end up losing 10 yards on penalties when you got just about into the red zone there. Was just, I don't know. I know they, you know, they work on all these things and you know, and then this goes back, Mike's practices are too easy and it's too much of a country club. And you know, you hear it every week, and you're out there sometimes. You know, a lot of the guys, it just gets so frustrating, the same stuff. And now you play the way the national media thought you were going to play. A lot of people predicted this was going to happen.
Well, look, the only way to quiet the noise is to go shock the world, you know, Thursday night.
Absolutely.
And go up there and beat Buffalo. That will take all of that, all the stuff that's building. And it was a lot louder, you know, after this loss against New England, and it was, you know, against Indy, and it was bad after Indy. But they go out there and beat Buffalo, it all goes away, at least temporarily it goes away. And then you start thinking about, well, if they can beat Buffalo, they can beat anybody, you know, that kind of thing. So, like, that's what's out there in front of them. And I'm sure that's part of, you know, Mike's speech to the team this week and in preparation. I mean, they've got talent in certain areas. They do have real talent. And Tua did play better last week. There is an awful lot of good players on the defensive line. It's about time they go out there and do something about it.
Yeah, you know what? And funny, this first time in a long time, I've talked about Achan, Waddle, and Tyreek Hill having good games together, making big plays. It's been a while. And, you know, the speed that he has and Mike loves having and loves to use, and we got something out of him finally.
Well, I think it looks like the offense just goes through Achan. Like, obviously, Tyreek had a better game, and so did Waddle, and he found the end zone. All that was all good. But, you know, Achan is their star player. And so, you know, I'm sure he's going to, you know, relish the spotlight. He's a young kid that, you know, he's got the fresh legs and the speed. And so let's see what he can do against a Buffalo defense that I don't think their safeties are great, Joe. I don't think their corners are great. But the way that they play, and Joey Bosa was a real factor last week. So I'm sure he's going to see that, you know, backup right tackle quite a bit. I mean, Joey still looks like he has what it takes to be a great player.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they're bragging about him. Yeah, you're right. Hey, finally, before I let you go, Kansas City's 0-2. Is it too early to go, uh-oh, we got somebody new in the AFC that's going to take over?
Well, it's not too early, but it's you know, I saw the game Sunday, and they don't have an explosive element to their team. And you know, to see Travis Kelce drop a ball, a bobble a ball to goal line to take the lead in the fourth quarter and have that ball intercepted, that turned the whole game around. They're not making the plays that we're used to see them making. And, you know, they're really struggling to run the ball. They don't look like they've got any kind of elite running back right now. And so there's certainly some issues where you go, okay, maybe this is the year the Chargers take over, or maybe Denver does. But you can see that sort of sentiment growing around the league right now.
Baldy, always great having you, man. Thank you so much. And hopefully I get to talk to you soon, and we're talking about Dolphins playing better football. So thank you, bud.
I hope so, Joe. I'll talk to you next week, buddy.
All right, thanks. Brian Baldinger joining us this morning. Talk a little bit about the Miami Dolphins, a little bit about the NFL. Woody.
He's also the host of the Best Football Show podcast. Mm-hmm. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side.
All right, I'll tell you who else is on your side every day. Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah, the partners of Cohn and Judah Injury Law Firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation, man. But, hey, I don't know why. They're in Plantation, but you need to see them, please call. They'll come out and see you and get started. Hey, I just want to say this. If the name on the law firm that you might already be with right now is handling your case and you're not real happy, if the name on the law firm is not actually handling your case and you're not happy about it, because I'm going to promise you one thing, Gary and Harvey are going to handle it with their 30 years each of experience. You're going to get all of them. That's it, man. There's not going to be any handoffs to somebody right out of law school. Big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results, small enough just to call you back, little things like communication and updates. They understand when you're in pain from a slip and fall, automobile accident, or anything else, you're hurting. You want to know you're a priority. And if you're not feeling like that commercial said you'd feel when that guy was talking to you, and now you find out he's not even going to handle your case, hell, he doesn't even know who you are. Maybe it's time for Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. Good guys, man. I got to tell you, two of my favorite guys in the world. They really are. I tell everybody, go to CohenandJudah.com, read the reviews, partners who you can always get a hold of. Call 866-FAIR-FEE. That's 866-FAIR-FEE. And remember this. They don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
To it here. How would you like to have a Pro Bowl Miami football player come visit an elementary school? Your choice. It could happen. It's WQAM's MVP experience with the Dolphins. Zach Sealer is on board to speak at a school. Go to WQAM.com. Enter an elementary school in Broward or Dade now for a chance to win and get a visit from Zach Sealer, where he will speak to the students and more. For contest rules, go to WQAM.com, Joe.
Thank you, Woody. And, you know, we've kind of, with everything going on, we have not done a very good job of talking. I know, Woody, tomorrow you guys got a big show lined up with Miami Hurricanes and a lot of stuff for the Florida Gator. Miami Hurricanes football game Saturday night with College Game Day here and everything else, Saban and Herbie and Desmond, Reese and McAfee.
Yeah, we got Dono in with us tomorrow.
Good.
So we're looking forward to doing some Cane stuff.
Hey, listen, man, they, you know, I don't want to jinx anybody, but they look the part. They do look the part here early on, and
you know what's interesting?
Didn't
the
play
ACC
down to their
has
competition.
Been a sneaky good league, huh? There's some good teams in the ACC.
There is.
It's turning into one of the better leagues.
You know, it's funny, and Clemson is sitting up there.
I know. Yeah, Clemson's a little bit of a mess.
That guy does not look like a first round quarterback, Klubnik.
I don't know what a first-round quarterback is anymore.
I don't
all I
either.
Hear is he's the best, and I hear Arch Manning is the best, and I don't neither of them look any.
No, you haven't seen either guy. No, you're right. Neither guy is dancing right now on that podium the way they've played.
Quarterback
for
Miami has played about as good.
He is
anyone else right now that I've seen.
He's been pretty good. Some of the young core. It's a weird year, man. There's a lot of true freshmen starting that have looked pretty good. There's one in Michigan that they have to play somebody better, but. Yeah, I'm. This is going to be fun. And the next two games for, boy, the Miami Hurricanes schedule, man. Gators and then bye week and then Florida State. But this one, Carson Beck versus DJ Lagway, who, by the way, 5 touchdowns, 6 picks on the season. Of course, 5 of them coming last week in that 20-10 loss to LSU.
Whatever the record is for interceptions in a season, because he's got to be close to chasing it down by the end of this day if he starts every game.
I don't think he's going to throw 5 every game, would he?
3?
Woody, if he throws 5, his ass will be, there'll be somebody else playing. He won't be. They're
nobody
not going
knows
to keep
who the
playing.
Backup is, so we'll see.
I don't know what the backup situation is.
Probably not good.
But
that guy's your starter.
I do know this. There's one thing you ask coaches what they there's a couple things. Fumbling, you see running backs fumble. They all get benched at some point, right? Like, it doesn't matter who you are. You're going to go like, you're going to lose some carries because I can't. And the other one is throwing interceptions. It just, their game killed. Five times, you gave five extra possessions to LSU.
And his interceptions, they're like kind of like two. It's like he went all in on those, man. He, you know, those were bad, bad throws.
So anyway, yeah. Coming down here,
Canes
big
don't
show.
Turn the ball over. They don't make a lot of those, if any, mistakes.
Well, he threw a couple of picks.
I know, but they game. Don't. But they don't make big mistakes. This team, man, they are a disciplined team. They don't make the mental errors that we've seen in past years. Just well coached right now.
The coaches on both sides of the ball have been really good. I agree. I agree. I just Heatherman's guys have played their ass off. He's got a nice little rotation of players he's playing. They're getting some young. They're actually getting something out of some true freshmen while this is going on. They got a safety that's playing at a real high level. They got a couple wide receivers, young wide receivers playing
that's
well.
That's been the best story on the team, right, this year? Because all the talk was, how are you going to replace all those guys that left?
Well, I think the wide receiver story for me, I know some will say the secondary. But for
that,
me,
that unit definitely needed some improvement. Obviously,
the wide receiver room is wide receiver room's been a great story.
Yeah,
I didn't know they're going to be this good.
I don't think anyone did.
Guys that came from other teams didn't do much last year. I mean, they're okay. Don't get me wrong; they got some experience, but that room's pretty damn good right now. And there's a lot of guys you can tell who we trust. And so that's
been
a nice
story.
They
seem to be on the same page, right? Quarterback and receivers there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, his guys made nice adjustments on throws that weren't good last week. He had some throws that weren't where you want the ball.
Not
right?
Always going
to
be perfect.
CJ yeah. Daniels. Well, I'm not saying that. I know he's not going to. You don't have to defend him. I'm just saying his guys made great. Jesus.
I'm not
Woody.
Trying to defend him.
CJ Daniels went around a guy on pass interference, makes a great catch down the sideline. Moore comes back on a ball that he's wide open, has to come back on it and make a nice catch with his hands and not let the defender who was catching up to him rip it out. And then there was another throw down the sideline, an adjustment to the outside. But, hey, man, quarterbacks, they're not going to always be on the money. And his guys are catching everything. So that's a nice story, man. I know Mario rather talk about how they block and stuff, but boy, those guys have
got to get a little of that flashback too, though, man. That's fun when they hit those big plays. That catch though by CJ Daniels at Notre Dame game, that's one of the best plays so far this season.
That is
by anyone. That might be the best play.
That is the best play
that we've seen by any player this season
on that team. Yes,
on any team.
Well, I haven't seen. Care. There you go. You, what's with you today? I go to say about a throw, and you go, well, that, I mean, they're not all going to be perfect. Like, you don't have to be. Carson Beck's really good. He doesn't need
you
to, like, take it.
I just want to hear you admit that. That's all I want.
Jeez.
Thank you.
I know all this. You like, oh, we need a break again, Woody. We're at that point again in this marriage. It's, we need a little break. Anyway, we got a lot more stuff to get to here. Paul Maurice is going to join us. We're going to talk to him. Three trips to the finals, man. Trying to make it a fourth. More importantly, try to three-peat. We'll talk to head coach as they get set to return and start the practices tomorrow. So we'll catch up with coach next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.